Again, we're in the building here at the corner of Archer and Greenwood. And as I came up to your building to come upstairs here, there are plaques in the sidewalk commemorating businesses that were burned down in the 1921 race riot. Have you wondered if Tulsa would be any different today? We know buildings and houses would still be here. But do you think the race riot has effect today? If we didn't have a race riot, would it have made any difference in our community today?
Oh, I would have to think that it would have. I pose this question a lot to a lot of people. When the question of the race riot comes up, I hear all the time, you know, why do you want to commemorate a race riot? Or who wants to relive the past? Well, you got to know where you came from in order to understand where you're going. Think about all of the wealth that was in Tulsa, in Greenwood, of African Americans before the riot. Had not it been for the riot, that wealth would still be here. You had prominent families flee Tulsa because of the riot and never return. One example is an entrepreneur by the name of J.B. Stratford. He was an attorney here in town, owned a hotel, probably one of the grandest hotels in this city anyway, if not in this part of the country. His descendants, his daughters and sons, they're all judges and lawyers. They're people of means in Chicago. Think about what that would have meant if that family stayed here. And that's just one example.
Do you remember, as you were growing up in Tulsa, when you first heard of the riot?
I didn't hear about the riot until I was well into my adult years.
Meaning you'd gone beyond OSU?
I was out of college, in the professional world, had already gone through my football career in Buffalo, moved back to Tulsa in 81, took a job in cable. In the early 80s is when I learned about the riot.
Because then you were kind of getting associated with the chamber here in Greenwood
right.
at the same time as you were working. Right. So then, for the first time, you learned of it.
Right. It was 33, something like that.
So I can only imagine, what? I lived here all these years?
Right.
And nobody told us about it.
Nobody told us about it. Nobody talked about it. And what's interesting is two of my relatives, great-uncle, great-aunt, were victims of the riot, and they never talked about it.
You ever wondered why they didn't talk about it?
I know why, because just recently I asked the question why. I have a great-uncle that's a survivor who's still alive in his 90s. His answer was, we didn't talk about it because we didn't want to incite the younger generation to repeat history. We didn't want to see another riot, and we felt like talking about it would bring up so much anger in the younger generation that it could be repeated. So that's why they didn't talk about it.
So if there were any interaction between whites and blacks, they didn't want to have that, hey, you guys started it in 21 and we'll finish it now,
right,
and those
right,
kind of thoughts.
Right.
By the 1921, the whole nation knew about it. Philadelphia newspapers, the bloody scenes of Tulsa, Oklahoma are hardly conceivable as happening in American civilization present day. Kentucky State Journal's characterization and Oklahoma disgrace. Kansas City Journal's Tulsa horror. And the Christian Recorder, Tulsa's become a name of shame upon America. And at the same time, the Tulsa Tribune said acres of ashes lie smoldering in what but yesterday was Nigger Town. That's the way it was treated in Tulsa, and the whole nation certainly knew about it then.
Right.
Swept under the carpet, you went to high school here, and many, many people that I have talked to pretty much had the same experience you did. White high schools or whatever, it was not in a history book at all.
Correct.
Isn't it amazing how that could have been so controlled? Those who wrote history books didn't feel it was needed. It was almost like everybody got together and said, okay, we're going to hush up. We're going to keep this quiet. Because newspapers didn't write about it beyond the days that it happened.
That's right.
They didn't write about it. Historians didn't write about it. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's a travesty because we're denying our own history. It's not as though the riot of 21 is the only blemish in American history. American history is full of blemishes. Good example of late. What's the difference in memorializing the bombing of the Murray Building and memorializing the 1921 race riot? What's the difference in the legislature passing a law or mandating that the Murray bombing be in textbooks for public school systems and the race riot not?
So you're saying, to your knowledge, in 2010, high school history books are not dealing with the 21 race riot?
No. No. They're not. They are absolutely not. I mean, maybe a mention, a paragraph, or two sentences, but you might as well say not at all.
The lay of the land back then, and I'm quoting partly here, you said that in 1921, lynchings and riots were a normal part of life in the South, and the worst one happened in Tulsa. So this, not to get Tulsa off the hook, it happened here, but it was an attitude that spread through the South.
It was all over the country, no question about that. There are accounts of what they call the Red Summer of 1919, where a lot of riots occurred and lynchings. But the most devastating one was in 1921.
Walter F. White, an official with the NAACP, visited Tulsa during the immediate aftermath of the riot, called the circumstances leading up to it typical of conditions in many towns and cities of America, North and South. And then he wrote about corrupt and inefficient rule in municipal affairs, total lack of understanding between white and colored, as he wrote, citizens and the growth of racial prejudice nurtured for economic gain. They all exist to a greater or lesser degree in many American cities. He wrote that in 1921 in an edition of the New York Evening Post. When I read that, I thought, you know, some of that could be applied to today.
I was just thinking the same thing. Absolutely. And I think what's even more important is it's at the forefront now, the issue of race relations and the importance of respecting other cultures and looking at someone that doesn't look like you as an equal. I mean, that's at the forefront now. And why? Because we have an African-American president. I think it's a sad commentary that we had to elect an African-American president in order for this issue to all of a sudden become a priority issue for the country, not just for any one locale, but for the country. I mean, I don't know what else I can say about that. It's just a sad commentary.